What's up, everyone? This is JT with Healthy Tycoon Journey, and it is my favorite day, Workout Wednesday. So that means each and every Wednesday, we're discussing some type of topic revolving around exercise, fitness, sports, training, flexibility, range of motion, exercise rehab, just any and everything that falls under that big workout umbrella. So today is absolutely no different. So we're going to be discussing Tabata. Now, some of you may be familiar with Tabata, others may not. So Tabata is a high intensity interval training exercise program. So it's HIIT. And it definitely has some great benefits that we're going to be going over. But I also want to clarify some things regarding the actual protocol of Tabata. So let's jump right in. So Tabata was developed by a Japanese coach. He was the head of, I think it was a speed skating team, and he developed this protocol. And the reason they call it Tabata is because that was his last name. So Tabata is actually the coach's last name. And the protocol was alternating short periods of the high intensity exercise and then very brief periods of rest. And he did that for like, I think it was 3 to 4 minutes, but it's absolutely 4 minutes is the max. And they did research on it, and it showed the difference between doing his protocol, the high intensity with the short or the brief rest periods, versus just like moderate intensity intervals. So, of course, the high intensity group had way more gains and benefits, and that's how the Tabata protocol was developed. And it has caught on worldwide. It's used worldwide because it has a lot of great benefits. But I just wanted to point out that the Tabata protocol is very specific. It has to be those alternating short periods of the high intensity and then the brief periods of rest, and it has to fit within that 3 to 4 minutes. That is specifically the Tabata protocol. But there are a lot of Tabata-like exercise programs that work, you know. So I'm not saying, you know, if you're doing, I've seen people do 8 minutes because they're adding more exercises, you know, that's fine. It still works. The principle is still the same. The other reason a lot of people do Tabata is because it's so versatile. You can do resistance training. You can do body weight, which is, you know, still resistance, but just your own body weight. You can do aerobic exercises all in one session, and it's very brief. So it definitely helps with time management. If, you know, you're running late or you have a lot of things to do, you can only fit in a very quick workout, Tabata protocol is perfect for that. Before my second health crisis, I used to perform Tabatas every Friday because it mixed in the aerobic with the strength training, and it worked out great. And that's one of my goals, to be able to get back to doing Tabata workouts. But right now, you know, I'm slowly building myself up to that, because as you guys know, being down for almost a year, you know, I was severely deconditioned, and with the medication, gained a lot of weight. So with the added weight, some of the movements that I was doing, I'm not comfortable doing just yet, just because it puts too much stress in stress on my joints. So I'm definitely not trying to injure myself. So another reason I'm anxious to get back to doing Tabata is because the fat loss. It's really fat loss through the increased metabolic rate. And I know we've talked about that a lot whenever I talk about resistance training. So with the high intensity exercise, again, that raises our metabolic rate, you know, anywhere between 10 to 15 times our basal metabolic rate, which is our resting rate. So BMR, I know I always have to remember, explain what those acronyms mean, because I don't want to lose anyone. So that's what Tabata does. It raises our metabolic rate at least, you know, 10 to 15 times of our BMR. And just like any other exercise, when you do it consistently, it's going to increase its BMR to handle you know, that exercise, that stress, that added stress. So when we raise our BMR, that means we're going to be increasing the rate that we can burn our fat. And that is where the weight loss comes in. So that's why I'm very anxious to get back to having Tabata as a normal staple in my workout regime. Now, one thing I will say, you know, Tabata is not, you know, for everyone because it's, you know, extremely high intensity. You have to do it at that high intensity to get that benefit. And it's okay if you're just starting out with exercise. You know, you don't have to jump right into a Tabata. You know, you can do intervals to get used to doing intervals, and then slowly increase your intensity as you become more fit, as, you know, your body starts to get used to, you know, the exercise that you're doing. Again, I'm using myself because I'm on a weight loss journey. Is the way that I'm preparing myself for Tabata is, you know, I've added in, I've been slowly adding in supersets. So a superset is when you're doing, you know, back-to-back exercises. They can be of the same muscle group, they can be different muscle groups. So I started off doing just regular set, then rest. And now, you know, since I've been exercising for a month now and I've dropped 20 pounds, now I'm starting to superset either the same muscle group on certain days, and then other days I'm supersetting with different muscle groups. So an example of that was, like, today was my chest day, and so I did, you know, the flat bench press, and then I supersetted with flies with dumbbells. So that's a superset. Other days, you can do, for leg day, I did a superset with three different exercises. I did front squats, then I came over and I did lunges, and then I did sit-ups. So that's a superset. When you just go from exercise to exercise to exercise, and then you rest after, you know, that last exercise in the set. So that's my way of building up to a Tabata protocol. So that's something that you can do if Tabata is something you want to do, but maybe you're not ready for the high intensity just yet. You know, like I always say, listen to your body and just make gradual increases. So we talked about the fat loss aspect of Tabata, that benefit. So let's talk about another big benefit of doing Tabata. It's really, you know, muscle retention. You can still keep your muscle when you're doing high intensity workouts. You know, you're not doing cardio at the expense of, you know, your muscle. And that's big for a lot of physique trainers or physique competitors. So high intensity is definitely great for muscle retention. So what's the science around that is, again, this is my journey, weight loss. And when you know, diet, or you have a specific meal plan or nutrition plan for weight loss, be it, you know, you just want to lose body fat, or maybe you are cutting for a competition, or whatever it may be, that nutrition plan, that dieting, you know, as a means to lose weight, often causes, you know, you to lose your muscle mass, your muscle tissue also. So the Tabata protocol, because it's HIIT, it places that stress on the muscle tissue. So that tells your body that more muscle tissue is needed. So as a result, you know, the the ratio of your lean body mass to fat goes up. And by choosing those exercises that maximize the muscle mass work, that's when the muscle tissue, you know, is going to be retained, or depending on what you're doing, it can even increase. So that is a huge benefit of Tabata. So not only can you lose weight, you know, you can increase your BMR, you can also even increase your muscle mass, or at the very least just retain your muscle mass. The third big benefit is your aerobic capacity, and even your anaerobic capacity goes up. Now, I don't want to delve too deep into this one because it's a lot of, you know, science behind it. But basically, when that coach, Dr. Tabata, you know, when they were doing the research, when they had the two groups, the moderate intensity and then the high intensity group, when they did the research and they compared what happened to those athletes in those two groups, they found the people who were doing the high intensity protocol that both their anaerobic and aerobic capacity increased. And that is called your maximum oxygen uptake. So basically, Tabata killed two birds with one stone, because anaerobic, you know, means without oxygen, and then aerobic means with oxygen. So your anaerobic capacity, you know, it's the energy pathway that doesn't use oxygen. It's basically using your carbs to produce the energy, and then the aerobic a pathway, that's when, you know, oxygen is used, and it's more of a slower process. And again, I don't want to get too sciencey talking about the energy pathways, but you have, you know, anaerobic pathway, and then you have your aerobic pathway, oxidative pathway. So presence of oxygen, and then inefficient oxygen. So anaerobic, inefficient oxygen, aerobic oxygen is available. And with Tabata, again, both of those capacities increase. I know I said this earlier, but one of the biggest things about Tabata is, you know, it's quick, it's short, it saves you time. So whether, you know, you just get going for a quick workout, you can do Tabata. Whether you just can't stand exercise, but you know you need it, you can do Tabata, getting it over with very quickly. So when you actually do Tabata, remember, it's a specific protocol. It's a very short duration, and it only, you know, goes up to like that 3 to 4 minutes when you're doing the Tabata protocol. And it's pretty hard to argue that you don't have time to exercise if you exercise, you know, only takes like 4 minutes. So that's a good way to get your exercise in, even if, you know, you don't like exercising. Now, even with all these great benefits, again, I just want to stress, you know, you do have to take into certain considerations, because it's very demanding. It's high intensity. So if you do have any type of injuries, chronic conditions, you definitely want to talk to your doctor, physical therapist, whoever is providing care for your chronic condition or injury, just to make sure that it's even okay to attempt Tabata at this present time. I talked about how to build up to Tabata, you know, again, you know, gradually increase and gradually setting goals to build up your body to withstand that high intensity is a great way. So you can start off doing regular sets, then supersetting, doing intervals, circuit training, and just gradually increasing the intensity. The other thing that I also want to mention is, even if you are in great health, you're very fit, Tabata, because it's so strenuous, you know, it still should be limited. You know, you don't want to do, you know, more than about 2 sessions per week of Tabata, because if you're truly doing the protocol at the high intensity, that's a lot of stress and strain on the body, and you want to give your body ample enough time to rest and recover from such a high intensity workout. So again, even if you are great, in great shape, you're physically fit, you know, no more than twice a week for your Tabata workouts if you're truly doing the high intensity protocol. So I hope this cleared up some things regarding Tabata. Remember, Tabata is a great exercise, a high intensity exercise protocol. It will help you to lose weight. It can help you retain or even increase your muscle mass. It definitely takes out it doesn't take much time to do. And then you can also increase your aerobic and your anaerobic capacity. So Tabata is great. However, because it's such high intensity, you absolutely want to make sure you're not doing it more than twice a week, because your body needs time to rest and recover. So that's it for me for Workout Wednesday. Again, follow me on Instagram at healthy_tycoon_journey, or follow me on Facebook at JT Greer. As always, have a great and productive day.